the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Ali al-Azim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. In the previous session we talked about different types of positive sympathetic relations that human beings can make with each other, and then we focused on the first one, which was to become as husband and wife, as spouses, and we mentioned the Quranic view about this. We refer to biological side of it, but more importantly to the spiritual side of it. We also talked about this relation continuing in heaven, whether it is heaven of Adam and Eve or eternal heaven. Today we want to talk about the second type of this positive relation, and that is what the Quran calls to be khalil, to be friend, but friend, which is used in English translation, can be equivalent to khalil, can be equivalent to sadiq, sometimes to wali. So it's better to use khalil itself and see what is the meaning of khalil in the Quran. One of the verses about this type of relation is verse 254 of chapter 2, Surah Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا. O those who believe, أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة. Spend from what Allah has given you, from the sustenance that we have provided you with, before the day comes in which neither business exists, nor friendship, nor intercession. In this verse, the focus is on infaq, on charity, on spending your money, your belonging for the sake of God. Similar to this is Surah Ibrahim, which is chapter 14, number 31. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل لعبادي الذين آمنوا. The same verse that I just recited also started ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. This is also qul li ibadi alladina amanu. Those who believe, they have to be warned about this. Those who don't believe, they have very clear future. But even those who believe, they may forget. They may not do something good that can help them in the hereafter. So Allah says, tell my servants who believe, yuqimus salah, they should establish prayer. It's not just enough to be a believer. If you are a believer, you have to have also some righteous deeds. And in particular, these two, as you know, in many verses, maybe some 20 verses of the Quran, salat and zakat come together. Establishing prayer and charity. Yuqimus salah, وَيُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. Sometimes you have to spend your money in secret. No one needs to know other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why should people know about this? It's better if it is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if the person who receives doesn't know you, it's better. Not only you should not inform the third party, even the person who receives There is no need that he knows that you have given him. But sometimes there are public causes, and if you don't, for example, go to help, you cannot help in secret. You have to volunteer. Maybe you have to put your name in a list. Maybe you have to send a check. Maybe you have to transfer money through a bank account, so your name will be known. You should not say, I don't do this because I want to do only secret things. Whatever is better for the general good, you have to be ready to do it. Your own preference is to do it in private. But if there is something that you have to do it in public, then you should do it. Especially, there are some type of occasions that if you do something good in public, it will encourage other people. If the alim, if imam of a mosque who asks people to help, for example, some poor families, if people see that he himself pays money, they would be encouraged. If he doesn't pay in front of them, then they may think this ulama only say people to give money and he doesn't pay himself. So sometimes to encourage people, you have to do something in public. But your first choice is to do it privately. يُنفقوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً مِنْ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ. Before the time is over. And that is the day that لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خِلَالٌ. There is no possibility of any transaction. There is no possibility of selling or purchasing anything. And there is no friendship. You cannot do anything unless you have sent in advance the appropriate currency, the appropriate means and provision. You cannot rely on your friends. You cannot rely on your money.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
You know, in especially traditional societies like Arab society, and to some extent even today, especially in Eastern societies, friends are very important. Maybe in a modern liberal society, friendship is not that significant that it used to be. In traditional societies, friends were ready to die for each other. Your friend is sometimes closer to you than your family members. Friendship is very important. But even such friends cannot do anything for each other on the Day of Judgment. So, these two verses similarly refer to the significance of doing something in this world, especially doing some charitable work, before you lose the opportunity for doing something good with the money that Allah has given you, with the goods that Allah has given you. And in both cases, Allah says, this is what we have given you. Razaqnakum or razaqnahum. It's not your own achievement. I shouldn't think that what Allah has given me, it's my own achievement. Like, you know, Qarun, when he was told, ابْتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, they told him, seek through what Allah has given you something good for your hereafter. He said, this is my own achievement. إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. This is my own knowledge and expertise, my cleverness in business that has made me rich. He didn't want to admit that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah showed him how he can quickly take away. If it was his own achievement, he should be able to keep it and preserve it. So Allah says, razaqnakum, razaqnahum. Means it's from us. We give you so that you can have some opportunity to do something good. It's a test for you. Either you use it in the way that we ask you, or you waste it.
I'm looking back throughout the years. To breathe is hard, and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be friends with the pious and righteous people in this world and the hereafter. May Allah let us be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah enable us and our children generation by generation to be always at the service of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And may Allah make us able to understand what our Imam expects from us to do in this time and in this age. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
فرشي التراب يضمني وهو غطائي حولي الرمال تلفني بل من ورائي واللحد يحكي ظلمة فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي
فرشي التراب.